叫我们来学习雅姑儿啊向神祈求的第二件事情。
This afternoon, we'd like to study the second request that Agur made toward God.
我们常常也对神有所求。
We often have made requests.
啊，当我们祈求之后啊，我们要有怎样的态度呢？
What kind of attitude should we have after we ask God of something?
啊，第一种，我们就是安静的来等候神的带领跟成全。
First, we could quietly and patiently wait for God's answer.
因为有些时候我们真的不知道要怎么继续走。
Indeed, often we do not know how to continue.
比如说以色列人来到红海边。
For example, when the Israelites came to the seaside of the Red Sea.
他们后面有埃及的追兵，前面是红海。
They faced the Red Sea before them, and behind them was the Egyptian army.
他们当然要求神的帮助。
Therefore, they asked God for help.
那他们不能够做什么，只能够等神指示他们。
At this point, there's nothing else they could do but to wait for God's answer.
有时候我们的态度是我们祈求，但是我们也要做一些事情。
Sometimes our response after asking God for help is that we also need to take some action.
比如我们常常为教会的先道的事情祷告。
For example, we often pray about the church's ministry.
我们祷告了之后，我们也要继续的找机会来做先道的实际上来做先道的工作。
After we pray for help, we need to take some practical steps toward evangelism.
雅古尔的第二个祈求呢？就像这个，像这个样子。
Agar's second request to God is the similar is this kind.
他其实他两个祈求都是需要人要做些什么。
In fact, both of his requests require some actionable deeds by human.
他求神的第二件事情是什么
？What did he ask? What was the second thing he asked God for?
他求神让他。不要太贫穷，也不要太富足。
He said to God, "Give me neither poverty nor riches."
那为什么他做这样的祈求
？Why did he make such request?
我们请看箴言三十章第九节。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 9.
箴言三十章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 9. Lest I be full and deny you, and say, "Who is the Lord?" Or lest I be poor and steal.And profane the name of my God.
这就是为什么他求神让他不贫穷也不富足。
This is the reason why he asked God to give him neither poverty nor riches.
这也提醒我们我们有时候真的没有办法忍受贫穷。
This reminds us that poverty indeed is something very difficult to bear.
我们都喜欢是富足的。
We all want to be in abundance.
但是这也告诉我们，有时候我们也承受不了富足。
But this verse also reminds us that sometimes it's not easy to live in riches either.
那其实我们大部分的人应该都比较像这个雅古尔是不贫穷也不富足。
Most of us already live in the state of neither being poor nor rich.
虽然我们想要富足
，Even though we may want to be rich，
但是我们也要考虑一下，我们承受得了吗
？We also need to consider whether or not we can handle it。
比如说我们看历代志下十二章。
For example, let's take a look at Second Chronicles chapter 12。
历代志下十二章。
Second Chronicles chapter 12, verse 1。Second Chronicles chapter 12, verse 1. Now it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself that he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel along with him.
这里讲到罗伯安王当他国家坚定了，他强盛了，他就离开了神的律法。
Here it says that King Rehoboam departed from the law of the Lord after he has established the kingdom and became strong.
真的有时候太富足的话反而伤害了我们的信仰。
Yes, indeed. Sometimes being too rich could be damaging to our faith.
所以什么叫做不贫穷也不富足
？What exactly does it mean to be neither poor nor rich?
就是够了。
It means to have enough.
啊，比够还多一些。
Maybe to have a little bit more than just enough.
啊，这是我们一般人我们应该来追求的。
This is what most of us should pursue.
啊，而且这也应该是在神的恩典里头。我们每一个人可以拥有的。
In fact, under the grace of God, this is something that each and every one of us can attain.
让我们在生活上够，比够还多一些。
So that each one of us would have just a little bit more than enough in our everyday life.
因为这个对我们的生活，对我们的信仰都有帮助。
Because such state will be helpful to our life and to our faith.
所以我们可以在祷告里头向神这样来祈求。
So it is appropriate for us to pray to God in the same way.
然后我们自己要做一些事情。
And then it is also up to us to take some action.
我们知道我们物质的状况会影响到我们精神的状况。
We know that our material life will impact our emotional state.
那我们的精神状物质精神的状况也会影响到我们的信仰。
And our physical and emotional state will also have a direct impact on our spiritual state.
所以物质会影响，会成为我们生活的一个绊脚石啊，或者是这个踏脚石。
So the material world could be a stumbling block, or it could be a stepping stone.
所以我们的物质状况可以成为我们人生、我们信仰的帮助，也可以成为阻碍。
So in other words, our material state could be a help or a obstacle in our faith.
有时候我们会想说，求物质上的事情好像不属灵。
Sometimes one might feel that, well, it is not holy or spiritual to pray for material matters.
但是事实上，我们的物质的状况会影响我们的精神，会影响我们的信仰。
But the fact is that the reality is that the material possessions that we have will have an impact in our emotional and spiritual life.
所以这个雅古尔这一个人，他很实在。他也很认识自己。
So Acher was actually very practical, and he also knew himself very well.
他知道他没有办法忍受太贫穷。
He knew that he could not live in poverty.
他也知道他承受不了过分的富足。
He also knew very well that he could not handle abundance of riches.
所以我们希望我们的信仰是成功的。
We all hope that our faith will end up in success.
所以对一般来讲，这也是我们应该祈求的，让我们不贫穷，也不富足。
So I would say for most people, this is also something we should pray for, to be neither in poverty nor in riches.
那到底我们这样祈求，我们还要做些什么？
So exactly, what should we do to accompany such type of request?
就是我们每一个人有那个责任来管理，来规划我们的物质的生活。
And that is each and every one of us has a responsibility to organize and to manage our material possessions.
把握着神所赐给我们的现在。
And to take hold of the opportunities that God gives us now.
用神所给我们的一些知识，我们来计划将来。
And to make plans about our future based on the knowledge that God has given us.
我们不能够只是我看重属灵的物质上的层面我都不管了。
We cannot completely neglect our material life and simply focus on our spiritual life.
因为我们是很真很实在的生活在这个物质界里头。
Because we do have to live in reality and live in this practical world.
在这个大环境里头，我们一样会遇到所谓经济的衰退。
In this reality, we have to face financial recession.
我们也是一样会遇到所谓这个就业市场的改变。
We will also have to deal with the downturn of the job market.
所以我们也可能会失业，我们也可能要面临改行。
It is possible that we have to change a career or become unemployed.
我们也会面临我们年纪的增长，这个退休的事情。
We also have to be prepared for our aging process and our retirement.
在生活当中，我们也是一样会遇到病痛的时候。
In our life, we will also become sick sometimes.
有时候我们也会遇到车祸啦，或者在工作上面的一些意外伤害。
We might also get into accidents or even incidents at work.
如果我们有儿女的话，我们的儿女他是一直的在正在成长着， 这也是一个事实。
If we have children, we also have to manage the upbringing of our children.
他们在成长的过程里头会有一个很大的负担，就是他们的教育的费用。
And we have to bear the financial responsibility of their education.
我们自己年纪在增长，我们的父母亲年纪也在增长。
As we get older, our parents are also getting older.
所以我们也是跟很多人一样，要面临着对我们年长的父母亲的照顾奉养。
Like many people, we also have the responsibility of taking care of our elderly parents.
这些都很实在的，这些都影响到我们的精神，也会影响到我们的信仰。
All of these are practical matters that has direct impact to our emotional state and our spiritual life.
所以我们真的也需要求神让我们不贫穷也不富足。
So we do need to pray to God and ask Him to neither give us poverty or riches.
我们也真的需要来经营一下我们物质层面的生活。
And we also need to spend some time and effort to manage our material life.
请看箴言第六章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言第六章从第六节到第八节。
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 through 8.
第六节讲到说，我们要去查看蚂蚁的动作，就可以得智慧。
Verse 6, it says that go to the ants, so we could consider their ways to be wise.
第七节讲到这个蚂蚁啊，从人来看，它有一个特点，就是他们没有所谓的领导，他们没有元帅，也没有官长。
Verse 7 said the ants have something special about them. That is, they don't have a captain or a ruler.
那我们特别要去学习的是什么
？But what can we learn from the ants?
什么是蚂蚁的智慧
？What is the wisdom found in ants?
在第八节说，他们在夏天的时候会预备食物。
Verse 8 it says that they store up supplies during the summer.
因为夏天通常是这个作物出产的时候是。准备收割的时候
，because usually summertime is a time of harvest.
所以在这个好的时光里头，他们会聚集粮食。
So in good times, they will gather and store supplies.
这个就是蚂蚁的智慧。
This is the wisdom found in ants.
没有人教他们，但是他们会去经营自己的物质的层面的生活。
No one ever teach them, but yet the ants knew how to manage their material life.
箴言说我们要去看蚂蚁的智慧。
The book of Proverbs tells us that we should go and observe the ants and their wisdom.
看他们的动作而来得智慧。
We could learn wisdom through their behavior.
所以看了蚂蚁之后我们就是要像雅古尔这样来求神。
So after watching the ants, we could also imitate Agar and ask God.
真的在物质的层面，我们需要神来帮助我们，神来看顾保守我们。
And ask God to help us and to protect us in our material life.
让我们在物质方面不贫穷，也不过分的富足。
So materially speaking, we will not be overly poor or overly rich.
让我们能够在有机会的时候，我们能够多积蓄一些。
So that when we have the opportunity, we would try our best to save up.
让我们也能够为我们的将来来做一些准备。
And to make plans for our future.
所以一个基督徒也需要有这个理财的这样的一个行为在生活里头。
So as a Christian, we need to learn financial management in our life.
今天一谈到理财很容易人会想到说理财就是为了发财。
Some people would mistake financial management as making big wealth.
那的确是这样子，很多人的理财就是为了发财。
And that is true. Many people spend time managing their finances in order to become very wealthy.
但是我们记得，我们向神求的是让我们不贫穷也不富足。
But remember, our request to God is that we would not be in poverty nor in great riches.
所以当我们尽我们的本分在理财的时候，我们的目的不是为了发财。
When we do our best to manage our finances, our purpose is not to become rich.
因为为了发财就很容易进入贪里头。
Because once we set our purpose and our mind to become rich, we would naturally become greedy.
那贪就会带来很多的愁苦。
And greed will bring about many sorrow.
贪不一定就等于得不着。
Greed doesn't mean that we will not attain.
有时候是因为贪而得到很多。
Sometimes because of our greediness, we will actually gain a lot.
但是我们在查考传道书里头，我们也知道，贪所带来的财富，常常也把人带进去更大的虚空跟捕风里头。
But through the study of the book of Ecclesiastes, we could see that the riches that came from greediness often will end up in vain.
但是人性会偏向贪。
Human nature has this tendency to become greedy.
这就是为什么我们也要将这个物质的层面放在祷告里头。
This is the reason why we need to pray about this matter.
好，我们请看传道书第五章。
Let's refer to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10. Chapter 5 verse 10.He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase. This also is vanity.
在这里讲的就是人性。
This is talking about human nature.
这就是为什么理财本来是一件对的事情、好的事情，但是有时候我们不太愿意去谈这个话题。
This is why some people shun away from the topic of financial management.
尤其是基督徒啊，我想我们很少在教会里头谈到所谓的理财。
Particularly as Christians, we often avoid the topic of financial management when we converse with one another in the church.
我们总是强调着不要太过分的专注于这个物质。
Instead, we often emphasize on the fact that we should not focus on our material world.
因为人性就是贪爱银子，不因为得到银子而知足。
Because human nature is that we would naturally love money and we would not ever become satisfied with money.
继续读十一节。
Let's also read verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 11. When goods increase, they increase who eat them. So what profit has the owner except to see them with their eyes?
十一节在讲贪爱银子真的不能带来真正的好处。
Verse 11 tells us that the love of money cannot really give us much benefit.
12节。
Verse 12, the sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not permit him to sleep.
这也是为什么雅古尔他会做那样子的祈求。
This is the reason why Agur prayed to God the way he did.
这个富足真的对人是一个很大的试探。
Indeed, abundance is a great temptation to man.
甚至富足啊，不一定带给人更好的生活。
In fact, having riches and abundance does not necessarily bring you a better quality of life.
纵然富足会有许多的负面，但是我们一个基督徒还是要经营我们的财务。
Even though having great riches have some many negative effect in our life, but as a Christian, we still need to have good financial management.
是的，神是我们生活的保障。
Yes, indeed, God is the reliance and the protection of our life.
但是不等于我们什么都不需要做。
But it does not mean that we don't have to take any action at all.
借着我们的理财，神的帮助，让我们的生活更有保障。
Through our financial management and our planning, God could help us to have a more secure life.
每一天的生活都很实在的。
So that every single day we live in a practical way.
每一天我们一张开眼睛，我们就需要这个，需要那个。
Every single day as we wake up in the morning, we need material matters.
我们需要经营我们的财务，让我们每一天的生活都有保障。
We need to manage our wealth so that we would have security in our life.
我们生活在城市里头，生活在这个现代的生活里头。
We live a modern life here in the urban area.
不是肚子吃饱了就够了。
It is not merely enough to fill our stomach.
我们需要维持在一定的水准。
But we have to live up to a certain standard of life.
如果贫穷的话，我们就没有办法维持在一定的水准。
If we are poor, then we cannot live in the same standard.
物质也会影响到我们信仰的品质。
Our material will also have an effect on our spiritual the quality of our spiritual life.
所以这个雅古尔说，我如果太贫穷了，可能我会做出一些得罪神的事情，让神不得荣耀的事情。
This is the reason why Agar said, if I were too poor, I might do something to offend God.
我们信仰需要维持在一定的品质上面。
So our faith must remain in a certain quality.
那我们是生活在城市里头。
And because we live in the modern world,
我们每一天需要面对很多事情，甚至很新奇的事情。
Every day we might have to face many things. In fact, many new things.
我们需要不断的吸收一些生活上的知识。
So we need to continue to learn and pick up knowledge to deal with the modern life.
贫穷我们就没有办法去获得更多我们所需要的知识。
If we're living in poverty, then it becomes difficult for us to keep up with modern life.
所以基督徒不等于不需要理财。
So let me emphasize again, a Christian does not mean that you don't need to manage your finances.
那我们如何去规划，如何去计划？
So how do we manage and make plans?
在我们的生活里头有很多这一方面的资讯。
There are actually a lot of information in this aspect of our life already.
我们都可以去参考，都可以去应用。
We could use those as references and apply them in our life.
那从圣经里头有几个原则我们需要把握住。
The Bible gives us some principles on financial management that we need to hold on to.
请看提多书第三章。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3.
提多书三章第八节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 8.Titus chapter 3 verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men.
这是保罗交代这个提多。
These are Paul's encouragement to Titus.
他说我们一个基督徒要留心的去做好事。
Here he says that as a Christian, we need to be careful in doing good.
那这个呢，对自己对别人都有益处。
Because these things are good and profitable to ourselves and to other men.
在这里保罗所强调的就是要去做。
What Paul is emphasizing here is that we must take action.
所以我们也是一样，有了一些的资讯之后我们也要付诸行动。要去做。
What this means is that once we have the knowledge and the information about how to manage, then we need to go and do it.
我们不但祷告，我们也要实际的去做。
Not only should we pray about our financial management, we need to go do something about it.
我们有了这方面的知识跟智慧，那我们要真的去做。
Having some knowledge and wisdom, we need to go and try it out.
比如说从蚂蚁我们所学习到的，在好的时光，在有多余的时候，我们不是去挥霍，而是我们要有一些储蓄。
For example, like the ants, we learned that in good times we should not squander away all of our savings, or rather, we should continue to save for the future.
那这个我们要实际的去做。
This is something very practical that we could practice today.
如何去从我们有限的收入里头？来做一些储蓄。
How can we find savings in our limited income?
我们要努力的来付诸行动。
We need to spend some time and effort in this matter.
这样子我们才能够真的不贫穷，能够达到这个够了，而且比够还多。
So we can attain the state of having just more than enough.
那再来第二个就是像保罗所说的，他已经学会了知足。
The second principle according to the Bible is to be like Paul, who learned how to be content.
人性的最大的弱点之一就是不能够知足。
One of the weakest points of human being is that we do not know how to be content.
所以爱银子的不会因为得到银子而觉得够了。
This is why those who love silver will never be satisfied with silver.
那这个知足不是我们本来就会的。
To be content is not something we're naturally born with.
哦，保罗说是他已经学会了。
Paul says he has learned to be content.
哦，在理财上面，这是一个很重要的原则。
In the matter of financial management, this is actually a very important principle.
哦，为什么有些人理财到后来变成贪财？
Why is it that sometimes people become very greedy when they try to manage their finances?
哦，就是因为没有这个知足的原则。
It is because they did not hold on to the principle of being content and satisfied.
那这个知足是要去学来的。
To be content, according to the Bible, is something we have to learn.
那保罗如何学会了知足？
How did Paul learn to be content?
哦，当然在他的信仰的道路上面，他有很多的祷告，他努力的遵守神的教训。
Of course, throughout his journey, he offered many prayers and he tried to obey God's teaching.
但是也不能忽略的就是，神把他安排在很多不同的环境里头。
But also equally important is that God has placed him into various different situations in life.
哦，所以保罗他也描述着说，他所遇过的很多的环境跟状况。
So Paul describes the various different situations that he found himself in throughout his life.
从这些不同的环境里头，他学会了知足。
By being in different environments and different situations, he learned to be content.
我们也都会有我们喜欢的环境，不喜欢的环境。
We will also prefer some situations and some circumstances.
但是偏偏有时候神会把我们安排在我们不喜欢的遭遇里头。
And sometimes God will actually purposely place us in a situation that we dislike.
就像保罗自己说的，万事互相效力。
But Paul says all things work together.
啊，这个啊，为了这些爱神的人得益处。
For the benefit of those who love God.
啊，最大的益处就是学会了知足。
The greatest benefit of being in different situation is to learn to be content.
哦，那理财的一个很重要的原则就是知足。
So one of a very important principle of financial management is to learn to be content.
哦，所以一般来讲，一个基督徒他在理财的过程里头，他不会成为贪。
So for most Christians, when they manage their finances, they will not become too greedy.
理财的目标就是要让我们够再多一点。
Because remember, the goal of our financial management is so that we have enough and just a little bit more than enough.
那圣经给我们也给我们一个公开的奥秘密。
And the Bible actually gives us an open secret.
请看马拉基书第三章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书三章第十节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it.
我说这是一个公开的秘密。
I describe this as an open secret.
啊，因为啊，我们啊，基督徒通很早我们就知道这个经节。
Because as Christians, we're all very familiar with this verse.
理财的目标就是要够再多一点。
The objective of financial management is to have enough and just a little more than enough.
好，那如何能够让我们够又多一点
？So how can we attain the state of having more than just more than enough?
哦，那这是其中的一个方法。
This is one of the way to attain that state.
哦，从神来的祝福。
The blessings from God.
哦，奉献十一间，看神怎么来祝福我们。
To honestly offer tithe and see how God bless you.
哦，那这方面的见证我们也听到很多。
I am sure we have heard this type of testimony many times already.
啊，甚至我们自己都有这样的体验。
In fact, we have probably experienced this very blessing ourselves.
这是非基督徒他们所没有办法去了解的一件事情。
This is something that's actually very difficult for non-Christians to understand.
那另外一个原则就是，虽然我们在理财。但是我们知道，真正的生命是价值更高的。
The other principle from the Bible is that while we manage our finances, we need to understand the true value of life.
就像主耶稣所说的， 赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，还能够拿什么来换生命？
Just like our Lord Jesus said, if you gain the whole world and yet loses your life, then what good is it?
所以，无论如何，还是要抓住信仰。
So no matter, at the end of the day, what's most important is our faith.
无论如何，我们也是要追求让我们的灵性更加的丰富。
And ultimately, we need to nourish our spiritual life.
我们请看传道书第五章。
Let's refer to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书五章十六节。
Verse 16, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 16. And this also is a severe evil. Just exactly as he came, so shall he go. And what profit has he who has labored for the wind?
十七节。
Verse 17.All his days he also eats in darkness, and he has much sorrow and sickness and anger.
这里在讲到说，对我们身外之物啊，我们没有带什么来，也没有办法带什么走。
These two verses remind us that we bring nothing into this world, nor can we take anything with us when we leave.
那但是这如果是哈，就是说。怎么来怎么走？他说他这里说这也是一个大的祸患。
Here it says that this is actually is a severe evil. How we came and how we leave.
那这里头包括两件事情。
And there are two important points here.
第一个就是物质上真的是这样子。我们没有带什么来，我们也没有办法带什么走。
One thing it reminds us that indeed we bring nothing in this world and we cannot take anything with us.
那这怎么会是一件大祸患呢
？So why did he say that this is a severe evil?
那就是第二个层面。
Because it has it talks about the second dimension.
我们来的时候是一个罪人。
When we came as a sinner.
如果我们走还是一个罪人。
If we leave this world still as a sinner,
那么这就是一个大祸患。
Then this indeed is an evil.
所以我们来是一个罪人，我们走的时候要成为神的儿女。
So as we came, even though we came as a sinner, when we leave, we ought to leave as the son and the daughter of God.
这个就是为什么救恩这么的宝贵。
This is why our salvation is so important.
我们不希望我们人生的结束是一宗的大祸患。
No one wish for our own life to end up in severe evil.
那今天我们走在信仰的道路上面，我们走的时候，我们不是带着罪走。
Today, as we journey on faith, we will not leave this world as a sinner.
那这也在提醒我们，在理财当中。我们还是一样，继续的追求灵性上的丰富。
So, this also reminds us as we manage our finances, we need to be aware of our ultimate goal.
所以这个所谓的让我们不贫穷，不但是物质上的，也包括灵性上的。
So when Agar prayed to God so that he will not be in poverty, he's talking about both dimensions, physically and spiritually.
当然，雅古尔他所说的是物质的层面。
Of course, Agar was talking specifically about the material world.
但是今天我们要更进一步的，也追求在灵性上不贫穷。
But today we also need to pray so that our spiritual life will not be in poverty.
因为灵性是不是富足？或者贫穷，这跟我们的得救有直接的关系。
Because the poverty or the riches of our spiritual life is directly related to our salvation.
所谓灵性的贫穷啊，当然就指着我们在生活当中在行为上面是很贫穷的。
So what does it mean to be poor in our spirituality? It means that we're not being spiritual in how we practice our daily life.
请看启示录第三章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章第一节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 1. Chapter 3 verse 1. And to the angels of the church of Sardis write, These things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a nameThat you are alive, but you are dead.
如果神看我们是死的，那我们能够得救吗
？If in God's eyes we're dead, then can we be saved?
那这里说 我知道你们的行为，你们是死的。
Here it says that I know your works, you are dead.
第二节。
Verse 2, be watchful and strengthen in the things that remains. They're ready to die, for I have not found your work perfect before God.
这里神提到的是你们的行为在我面前没有一样是完全的。
What God is saying here is that their action, their behavior are not perfect before God.
用我们的话来讲，就是这个撒迪教会很多人他们的灵性是很贫穷的。
In today's term, what this means is that Sardis Church have poor spirituality.
所以今天的基督徒不但要在物质上能够不贫穷，在灵性上要更加的不贫穷。
So as a Christian, we not only need to get out of poverty, materialistically speaking, but we also need to get out of poverty, spiritually speaking.
因为我们知道在生活当中的确有很多的层面并不是用 金钱所可以买的。
We know that there are many dimensions of a life that cannot be bought by money.
比如说灵性行为的这一个层面。
For example, our action and our spirit.
其实还有很多事情真的不是金钱所可以买的。
There are many things that money cannot purchase.
有时候甚至连我们的健康都不是金钱所可以换的。
In fact, even our own health cannot be bought by money.
我们这种很真诚的人与人之间的这种友情啊，也常常不是钱所可以换的。
The genuine friendship that you may have with one another is something money cannot buy.
这个常常跟灵性的富足是有直接的关系。
All these type of intangible things are often related to our spirituality.
所以在理财的当中，我们也要经营我们的信仰。
So let's remember, as we try to manage our finances, we also need to manage our spirituality.
因为今天我们的不贫穷，不只是在物质的层面，也应该在属灵的层面。
Not only should we get out of poverty, materially speaking, we should do the same spiritually.
所以我们要努力的去知道我们所应该知道的。
We need to strive to learn these knowledge.
就是圣经里头我们应该知道的，我们要知道。
We need to learn the teachings in the Bible.
我们应该去做我们应该做的。
We need to do according to what we ought to do.
圣经里头的教训是我们应该做的，我们要去做。
We need to obey the important teachings in the Bible.
我们是神的儿女，我们应该成为我们应该有的样式。
We are the children of God, therefore we need to be to have the likeness of the children of God.
那这样子我们在灵性上就不贫穷。
So then our spirits will not be poor.
在物质上太富足的话，有时候会让我们忘掉神，否认神。
Sometimes when we're too wealthy, materially.We would actually forget about God.
那在灵性上的富足，我们要求神帮助我们，不要自意，不要骄傲。
Spiritually speaking, we should ask God to give us abundance, yet not to become arrogant or to become self-righteous.
所以我们一个基督徒也是有这个物质上的需要。
So as a Christian, we do have material needs.
但是我们不是完全的依靠财物。
But we do not completely depend on our physical wealth.
所以我们不在理财，我们不是追求花财，而是还是追求义。
Again, as we manage our finances, our goal is not to become rich, but to become righteous.
我们请看箴言十一章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 11.
箴言十一章二十八节。
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 28. Proverbs 11, 28. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage.
求神也帮助我们，当我们富足的时候，不要只依靠这个富足。
May God help us, so if one day we shall become rich, we will not become completely dependent on our riches.
在我们富足的时候，我们仍然在追求义。
But rather, even when we're rich, we're still pursuing righteousness.
有时候他神让我们在贫穷的状况，求他保守我们。
Sometimes in time of poverty, we would ask God to protect us and keep us.
让我们不但没有做出得罪神的事情，我们还是一样在追求义。
So that not only will we not offend God, we will continue to become more righteous.
那我们也求他，当他让我们不但够，而且甚至是富足的时候，我们也能够多多的行善。
Similarly, when we have enough, or even when we become rich, we should ask God to help us to continue to do more good.
好，我们也要让我们在天上是富足的。
So that we can be rich in heaven as well.
好，那我们在地上所做的事情会影响到我们在天上是不是富足。
What we do on earth will have an effect on how rich we are in heaven.
虽然我们求神让我们不贫穷也不富足，但是有时候神他是会让我们富足的。
Even though we ask God to not put us in poverty nor in riches, sometimes God will put us in riches.
所以在神的国度，在神的教会里头，也是会有很富足的人。
In fact, in the kingdom of God or in the church, we will find some wealthy people.
可能就是你，可能就是我。
It may be you or me.
那神所赐给我们的，都有他神圣的目的的。
But God has a purpose of giving us each of us what He gives us.
所以圣经里头会安慰勉励贫穷的人，也会去勉励富足的人。
This is why the Bible have encouragement for both the poor and the rich.
好，我们请看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章十七节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17, Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy.
十七节讲到对富足我们应该有的正确的态度。
Verse 17 gives us a hint on the right attitude for those who are rich.
不是富足了就不需要神了。
When you become rich, it doesn't mean you don't need God anymore.
十八节。
Verse 18.Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share.
十九节。
Verse 19, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life.
神的赏赐常常都不只是跟现在有关，而且跟将来有关。
Often, God's blessing is not only for the present, but it has an impact in the future.
这个物质上的富足也是为了让我们积成美好的根基在将来。
The material riches that God gives us today is a foundation for the good work that we will do in the future.
最后我们看传道书第五章。
Lastly, let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章十八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 18. Here is what I have seen. It is good and fitting for one to eat and drink,and to enjoy the good of all his labor in which he toils under the sun all the days of his life which God gives him, for it is his heritage or his portion.
我们求神让我们不贫穷也不富足。
Let us ask God to give us neither poverty nor riches.
让我们在时空里头，在我们的人生里头也能够享受美好。
So as we live in the space-time continuum, we could also enjoy our days on earth.
19
Verse 19. As for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth, and given him power to eat of it, to receive his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God.
我们有一个正确的理财的原则，那我们的人生是美好的，是享受的。
If we have the right principle in financial management, then our life will be bright and you'll be enjoyable.
20节。
Verse 20, for he will not dwell unduly on the days of his life, because God keeps him busy with the joy of his heart.
所以在我们物质的生活的层面，我们也是一样可以向神来祈求。求他的帮助，求他的保守。
Remember, we can ask God for His help and His protection in our material life.
神他会顾念我们的软弱。
God will consider our weakness.
因为有时候我们真的没有办法忍受贫穷。
Sometimes, indeed, we cannot tolerate poverty.
有时候我们也没有办法去承受所谓的富足。
And we cannot handle riches either.
我们看重的是将来永远属灵的属灵的国度。 永恒的生命。
What we should focus on is the spiritual kingdom and our eternal life.
哦，那神爱我们，他拣选我们的目的，也是为了将来的永恒。
God loves us. He has chosen us for the ultimate purpose of giving us eternal life.
所以照着他的旨意的祈求，他一定会垂听成全。
And He will certainly listen to our prayer if we pray according to His will.
我们一起唱诗162首。
Let us sing Him together 162.
Sing in my God along my throne.